This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by Alan Shoebridge. Alan is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Salinas Valley Medical Center, a great system. Alan, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then we'll talk about marketing for health systems today, what works, what doesn't work, target audiences, and more. Alan?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Like you said, I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications for Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System. It's a small healthcare system located out here in Salinas, California, which most people might know better by Monterey. It's pretty close to Monterey. In my past, I've also worked in marketing and communications roles at Kaiser Permanente in Providence, two other West Coast health systems that probably most people have heard about. And just in general, overall, I've been involved in healthcare marketing and communications for more than 15 years now.
And talk about the role of a chief marketing officer or director of communications. What is the role of communications and marketing today for big health systems? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, I think a lot of my answer may have been different before March. So I kind of am looking at, even through my whole career, I've just never seen anything like where we are now with sort of like a post-COVID versus pre. And, you know, there's fundamentals that are the same. But I think one thing that's really changed since March is just that, you know, we need to be cognizant of the fact that our patients, our customers, the community, you know, their lives have really changed. So I think the fundamentals of what we're doing in marketing communications may be the same, but, you know, we have to be more attuned to what's going on with the people we serve than I think ever before than I've ever noticed. And, you know, we've tried to be really good about thinking about, you know, how have the lives of people changed? So, and I know this is a little bit different in every community, but we've got economic impacts, we've got health and safety impacts. I think that we're looking at, you know, long-term in this industry, if we may have a sort of a downturn of patients and customers that really just are either afraid to come in or they have economic impacts such as losing a job, losing their insurance. And I think we're kind of cognizant of the fact that, you know, the economy might get worse. So that's changed a lot, I think, about how we feel we need to have outreach, what we need to communicate to people. And I think, you know, when I look past and I say sort of the pre-COVID era, again, you know, we were getting to some of these things, but marketing and communication needs to be a lot more involved in the overall experience, understanding what their audiences are going through. And I think that, you know, that shift had been kind of going on in our industry for a while, but right now I think it's really more important ever to think about those roadblocks and that people might experience. And I think that's just driving, you know, how we're doing our outreach. So, you know, I don't think really I've ever had to worry about in the past of really hammering home like a safety message, like don't be afraid to come into the hospital. But that is kind of where we're at right now, trying to reassure people of what's going on with COVID and making them feel safe about going to the hospital. Now, I know, you know, a lot of healthcare marketers would talk about quality in the past, but I think we are having a different conversation and also just realizing that, you know, our outreach is need to be more targeted. We need to focus on what's going on with people. And again, I think we're embracing that sort of in healthcare marketing and communications about, you know, becoming more strategic and then working with our business partners to really make sure that we have a good experience. And again, I think that was a shift that's been going on for a while, but really COVID has accelerated that in many ways.
And talk about your core audience. Is your core audience the community and patient population? Is it internal staff and leadership and employees? As Director of Communications, who is your target audience?
Yeah, I think it's all those things. And so, you know, when you sort of separate out marketing, so in my area, I've got marketing and communications. And honestly, those are two separate audiences and they each have their own needs. I think when you look at sort of, and I'll start kind of external here, but I think when you look at the healthcare industry as a whole, and I've made this case for the last couple of years, but, you know, you start out kind of where are people in their life stage or generation. And so, you know, I'll cop to this, you know, I'm a Gen Xer and I think Gen X is sort of the healthcare target audience when you're looking real broadly. And the reason I think that's the case is really in this life stage, you know, we're dealing with our own problems, everyone in Gen X is, you know, over 40. So we're consuming healthcare. We've got kids that we're taking through the healthcare system, and we've got a lot of parents now that we're having to look out for their healthcare needs. So I think when I look at what's the biggest audience, I kind of look at that cohort. And again, that's a function of where that audience and where that generation is right now in their life stage. all the other audiences, all the other generations will get there. But I kind of look at, that's the big audience. And then I figure out, well, you know, how do you kind of drill down from there? So that's way too broad to focus on as a whole. But when you drill down, you look at sort of like, you know, what's in your market? You know, do you have certain service lines where they need volume? And then you can do some targeting based on, well, who's most likely to use that? Again, I think this is a competency that marketers have developed over time using CRM and other products to really target, using research to understand their audience. I talked about that before. You know, what's changed with people? So again, the same messages we might have used 6 months ago, 2 years ago, we need to tweak those now to make light of the fact that, you know, or make, to really reference the fact that what's happened with COVID and things like that. So it really does differ. And I think by community too, when you look at who's in your community, it could be very different. So like here in Salinas, where I'm based and where our hospital is based, our core community right around the hospital is almost 70% Hispanic. So that also necessitates a better cultural understanding. It needs to be reflected in the materials you're using. It needs to be reflected in your messaging. So again, I think you can always start pretty broad with that external audience, but then you have to really kind of figure out who they are, what they need, and what motivates them. And to your question about, you know, how does it differ between internal and external? Well, internal audiences, I've really found this to be the case. Again, I know I'm hammering with COVID and how it's changed things, but we really increased the frequency of our communications after COVID to our employees. And one of the key things was we had to make sure, and we keep doing it, we have to make sure the employees know what the organization is doing before the public ever does. So if we're making any changes to our visiting hours, if we're making any changes to our COVID drive-through testing, the employees have to understand it. They have to know it. They have to ask questions if they have it, because if they get a question from their friends and family, hey, what are you guys doing about this? And they don't know, or they give a wrong answer, you know, that's a big failure. So I think the employees are a key vehicle as far as, you know, the strength of your brand. And you have to bring them along in that conversation. They have to be engaged, and you have to treat them in a lot of ways as your most important audience.
And take a moment on, in reaching these audiences and sort of looking at the role and how much it's changed over COVID-19, you talked a little bit about frequency of communications. You also talked about making sure your communications are specific to community. Talk about what works in marketing communications and also what doesn't. Just a few moments there.
Yeah. I'll start positive, what always works. So I do feel like the core is starting with a strong brand. And you've got to really balance your brand with sort of your direct response marketing. This year I'm talking, you know, primarily in the consumer space. But really, you need people to have a base level awareness. And I don't think that's always a challenge. I mean, it's hard for people not to realize that you've got a hospital sitting off the freeway or off the main drag or whatever. So people will be aware of you. But you really need to drive for that preference and likelihood to recommend. So I always feel like one of the core things that marketers have to decide is, you know, again, how much brand strength do you have in your market? And if you're faced with a situation where you have great brand strength, you have great preference, you've got, you know, you don't have anything to worry about there, well, then I think what works really well is getting targeted with your marketing and figuring out, okay, you know, we don't have to worry about convincing people to like us or convincing people to use us. They're already doing that. So where do we have some business opportunities that we can align the marketing to? And I think that's a great strategy. Now, it works too on the internal side too. Again, your employees have to like your brand. They have to like working for your organization. They are your frontline brand ambassadors. Again, if someone goes up to someone who is a doctor, a nurse, a janitor, anyone, and says, tell me, I need a procedure done. Do you feel like the hospital is safe? You want 100% answer on that. Yes, that's reassuring. You want that employee to buy into your brand. So I think that's key on what works. On, you know, what doesn't work, and I learned this lesson kind of early on in my career, it's failing to ask the right questions of your business partners. So when you get a request from a physician or a business partner, hey, we need to do some marketing, I have some key questions I ask, and I ask things like, well, what's the access like? If we start marketing you, how long does it take to get an appointment? And you'd be surprised, Scott, but I've heard back, well, we don't have any open appointments, or we don't have appointments for 6 months. And I'm always, my response is, well, that we don't need marketing. And you may need something else. Maybe you need physician outreach. Maybe you need something. There's some kind of key here. But again, if I'm going to do some marketing, I can't get someone to see you for 6 months. That's a bad experience. I also ask about, hey, what's the patient satisfaction like? If satisfaction scores are low and someone's going to have a bad experience, we don't want to market them. We want to market them to good experiences. We need to get that experience improved. and then do the marketing? So that's a key question. And then kind of another one too is, again, can people self-refer to this service? So I've also been surprised over the years that people want to do marketing to consumers, but then they don't accept referrals directly. So the referrals have to come in from a primary care provider or some other source. And that's another missed opportunity where if you're going to put out a great marketing message and you might get a great response from the consumers, but when they dial a number, they're told, sorry, you know, we can't make a referral for you. You have to go back to your primary care doctor. That's a huge disconnect. And I think just the last question too, I always ask again, is when you're talking about spending marketing budget, you have to ask, is this a profitable service or is it strategically important? Because again, if we're going to spend $50,000 marketing something and it costs the organization money, or there's no chance we'll ever recoup that ROI, that's another consideration. So I think those are all things that are traps that sort of marketers can fall into. And by not asking those questions, they really set themselves up for failure potentially.
I think those are great points. Let me work on summarizing the 4 points on what doesn't work. Don't market into a service that has no capacity. Don't market into a service that is doing very, very poorly. Don't market into a service where they can't take direct referrals to the people you're marketing to. Make sure you're marketing to the right people. And then I think I didn't write down your fourth point. What was the fourth point on what doesn't work? So I thought your points on what doesn't work, which is fantastic.
Yeah, well, thanks. Well, what I always ask for another question is, again, is this either profitable or strategically important for us to market? And the profitability question isn't always key, but you do want to know if you're going to spend a lot of money on marketing, because marketing costs money, is it going to have a return? And if the answer is no, but we really need to promote this service because it's a benefit to the community or it's establishing a pathway into our system for future referrals, well, that might be okay. But again, I think it could be a potential red flag if you ask about, well, what's the profitability of this? And like, if every patient ends up costing us money, well, that's not, you know, again, there could be a strategic reason to do that. But if you're going to spend actual marketing budget and have a loss, I think that could be a potential issue and something that marketers should look out for.
No, I think great, great points, and often lost on people, and really thoughtful and insightful. Thank you. Last question. What are one or two things people should absolutely know about your health system, about Salinas Valley? What should they know?
Yeah, so I think with Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System, and you know, this, I've been here about 2 years, and I was new to the area, so I didn't know much about it. And you know, it is a smaller system. We're about 2,000 employees, but I think what I would tell people is this is really an organization led by big thinkers, people who want to challenge the status quo. There is a strong drive here toward innovation, and I don't think that you always see that necessarily at small healthcare systems, especially when you're already capturing a lot of market share, you're already well-known. You know, sometimes there can be the impetus of like, well, why do we need to do more? And here, I think the nice thing is our CEO, Pete Delgado, he's really embraced that philosophy of like, we need to invest in thinking about the customer experience. We need to invest in innovation. And, you know, since he's come on board and some of the leaders he's brought on board, I've heard, you know, a lot of improvement here. And I think that's something, again, that you might not always see at a lot of small healthcare systems. And I think that's something that's really embraced here. And we've also really kind of risen to the challenge of thinking new ways of working that have come up due to COVID-19. How do we build on that? How do we build on some of the things that we put together really quickly? I know other healthcare systems have done some of this too, but, you know, thinking of going from a place of having no video visits to within a week having video visits set up for all our existing patients, that's the kind of speed and turnaround that really was hard to do in healthcare before. And we're talking about, you know, how do we do more of that? So I just would push the fact that if you want to know about us, I think that's the thing. We're small but mighty, and we're really embracing innovation and customer experience.
Yeah, and thank you so much for joining us today. Great thoughts on everything related to marketing, communications, and so forth. Great clarity on who to market to, how to market, what works, what doesn't work, and more. And thank you for talking about Salinas Memorial, Valley Memorial Healthcare as well. Just fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. It was my pleasure.